Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This segment's brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Tax time is just around the corner. It feels like it's just around a corner all year round, but it really is now because it's just a month away. Of course, it behooves you to be prepared. Here now with her top tax tips for small business is our dear and good friend, Barbara Weldman. She's an attorney, a tax law specialist, as well as the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2015.
And before you ask her what her first tip is, Griff, I'm going to butt in here because we got email from her that I don't think you've seen.
What?
And there were a few things she wanted to talk about. Hi, Barbara.
Howdy, all.
Hi, Barbara.
How are you? The first thing that she's talking about is what should eBay business owners be thinking about in tax season? And she said she'd like to discuss what's new this year.
Yes.
So why don't you go for it, Barbara?
Well, one of the things, I mean, there are every year there are new changes because of cost of living adjustments to various things. For example, the standard mileage rate if you drive your personal car for business is different this year than it was, is different in 2014 than it was in 2013, 56 cents a mile in 2014. So you want to know what the latest numbers are. But also what's new on the 2014 return that affects all of us is the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. There are new forms to fill out, new lines to take note of and make checks. And if you don't do what's right, you know, you're going to call attention to your return, and that's something we don't want to do.
So this Affordable Care Act thing, so is what form is that? Is there?
Well, what we have to do is that everybody has to have minimum essential coverage, which means something like, I mean, if you're 65 and older and you have Medicare, you got the right coverage. If you have employer-provided coverage, likely you have the right coverage. But if you're an individual or a self-employed person, you have to go out and get it yourself. And you could have gotten it perhaps through one of the government exchanges, the federal or state, whichever applied in your location. Or perhaps you bought it individually directly from an insurance company. There's a new box on the 1040 to check off saying that you had minimum essential coverage for the whole year. If you didn't, you have to file Form 8965 to claim an exemption from having to have coverage, and there are a number of reasons, and they have
such what? Like, give us an example of some of the reasons. Or
it wasn't affordable for you, or, you know, various other reasons. So if that's so, then that's great. You just indicate that on the form. Or you figure a penalty that you owe for not having the coverage. Now, on the other side, you may be entitled to a government subsidy in the form of a tax credit for having coverage, and maybe you claimed the credit when you signed up on a government exchange, or maybe you didn't. Maybe you claimed too much, or maybe you claimed too little because it was based on your projection of what your household income would be for the year. Now you have to use another new tax form, 8962, to figure your premium tax credit and to figure any over or underpayment that resulted from when you originally claimed it.
Okay.
Complicated.
So,
I know.
It so because Griff yeah. works for eBay, for instance, and he has company insurance, I assume, Griff.
Yeah. So he'll just have to check a box, easy peasy.
And I'm very young, I know, but I'm on Medicare, so I just check a box, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So for many people, it's not going to be a big deal, but for millions and millions of people, it will be an issue, especially people who didn't have coverage or didn't have coverage for the whole year and need to make various computations. And as I indicated, if you don't do or don't complete all of these requirements, the IRS could flag your tax return.
You don't want to flag.
We
you don't want to flag.
Do not want flag.
To many other issues. And the good news is that if you made certain mistakes or whatever, if you did your best and you filled things out and you got things wrong and like you owe tax because you didn't figure the credit right or whatever, the IRS is, in some instances has already agreed to waive any underpayment penalties, and in other cases likely, you know, it'll be reasonable cause and you'll get out of any problems. So just do the best you can, but don't fail to do it.
Don't fail to, because that's important.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I did want to make note of a very important thing that happened yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court, this has nothing to do with filing your tax return, but it's welcome news to all online sellers. Because the Supreme Court unanimously decided that the Direct Marketing Association could proceed with a challenge of Colorado's law that requires online sellers to notify customers of their obligation to pay sales taxes and to provide information to the Colorado Department of Revenue about Colorado customers' purchases, really onerous for online sellers. And if the tax went well, then other states could follow suit. This is the so-called Amazon tax that many states have been trying. So anyway, the good news is the Supreme Court said that the law can be challenged. So the procedural problems are out of the way, and hopefully we'll get a decision soon.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
Who needs more stuff to do?
Yeah, we got enough to do with our own personal taxes without having to
thank you
with more tax obligations that the government imposes.
You think you guys have problems? I outlived two of my CPAs. Now I'm on my third, and he's sounding pretty rough.
Oh, I'm going to go on eBay right now and buy you a tiny violin.
Says he's retired, and he's only got two or three clients left, and I'm one of them. So I may be on my third. I may bury my third. I don't know.
Going back to tax tips, I think another important thing for most of us have to deal with who have businesses is estimated tax. And April 15th may be the deadline for filing your income tax, but you can get an extension on that and get six more months to file. But April 15th is the deadline for paying the first installment of your estimated tax for 2015, and there's no extension on that. So you got to kind of make projections, look at your taxes for the 2014 year, and figure out how much you're going to pay, because you want to do two things. You want to make sure that you minimize or avoid any underpayment penalties, which really aren't that onerous right now because interest rates are low, but still it's a waste of money if you don't have to do that. And second of all, you want to just make sure that you pay it, because what happens is for many self-employed people who pay estimated tax, they don't pay enough, and then they don't have enough money to pay the final bill when it comes due. So in other words, it's a cash flow issue that should be addressed right now.
Ah, okay. That's very important. These are good tips. Now, you see a lot of people this time of year. I know you're giving a lot of advice. What's one of the other top things that you want to talk about when it comes to small businesses, especially businesses like people who sell on eBay and the upcoming tax season?
Well, another thing has to do with the home office deduction, and many people are afraid to take it because they think it's going to be an audit flag, a red flag to the IRS. And I'll just give you my opinion. My opinion is that it is not an audit flag, because more than 50% of all businesses in the U.S. are now home-based. So reality, I think, has set in with the IRS, especially since now there are two ways to figure your deduction. You can deduct your actual expenses allocated to your home office space, or you can use a standard deduction amount that the IRS has provided for you. So the fact that they've stepped up to the plate here, and the fact that the SBA statistics on home-based businesses show, you know, such a preponderance of businesses operating from home, I think we can put that belief to rest.
So more than half now work from home small businesses.
52% at the last count by the SBA. Of all businesses in the U.S.
Oh.
Well, there was a time, you know, in history where, you know, everybody worked from home. They lived up above their...
Yeah, everybody had a farm and they worked from home.
Or they had a bakery and they lived up above it in New York City, things of that sort.
Or a grocery store. You're absolutely right. Or they lived in the back of the store of a tailor shop or something.
That's right.
Well, the IRS is only, what, about 100 years old? How long have we been collecting income tax?
Well, we've been collecting since 1913 was when the Constitution was changed to allow income tax.
Right.
And the Internal Revenue Service, as we know it, isn't since 1954. Before, there was the Internal Revenue Bureau.
Right. The IRB.
The IRB.
Now, I have a last question to ask you.
Okay. That just dates all of us who even recall that.
Yeah, we're that old.
Okay. Casual sellers.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That's an important thing because when you're in business, you're keeping in track of your inventory. I mean, you just do it. You know that you need to do it. But what happens if you're a casual seller and you're required by law to report all of your income? There's no threshold amount, no dollar limit that you have to exceed to start reporting your income. But income is not your gross proceeds. It's the difference between what you paid for an item or other basis for the federal, the tax basis for the item versus what you received for it.
So we don't have much time left. So how can basis be proved if the item was bought for cash or inherited?
Well, I'll just admit that it's very challenging. And if you can't prove it, the IRS can say it's zero.
Yeah.
But usually you can show, you know, usually you can show something. You can say when you acquired something and be able to reconstruct some information if you haven't kept track of things.
Save your bank records. Save your credit card statements. Save your receipts.
Everything.
Precisely.
You have to save these things. Barbara, it's always a pleasure talking to you here.
A pleasure here, too.
And I'm sure we'll be talking again.
Oh, yeah, between now and April, you better believe it.
Oh, she's going to be one busy gal.
Yep.
Again, I really want to recommend, if you don't have a copy, of getting J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes for 2015. A lot of the questions you may have, well, you'll find it right in Barbara's book. Barbara, I know that you were also having, you did your own podcast for a while. You still have a radio show?
Yeah, once a month I do have a radio show, and you can find the information through my website, BarbaraWeltman.com.
So visit BarbaraWeltman.com. Thanks, Barb. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Up next, open phones, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers, a free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terrapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use TerraPeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.